This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
I've been your Raj.
Why have you got smoke on your face? Did you see that?
I was almost expecting him to say at BFM Radio.
Yeah, right.
Almost.
But he didn't prompt me, so.
01878988899 is the WhatsApp number, and on Twitter and Instagram, we're at
BFM Radio.
See? Sharp intake of breath and a quick answer. Well done. Folks, if you'd like to get in touch, we are talking about how some people might find an interest in paying a premium for a privacy-focused web browser. Some people don't, and we've had discussions about that, and we've had some feedback from people saying, no, use Tor, use some of the free stuff that's available out there. I'm guessing there's going to be some value-added stuff to the stuff that Firefox are offering, but that's just a guess. Please do correct me if I'm wrong using the ways that I've just told you there. Meanwhile, we should probably talk a little bit about coffee or the way in which it's been made.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, we do have a WhatsApp, don't we, Audrey?
Yes, we do. So this is from Patrick, and he says he would consider paying for a complete privacy browser, but it needs to provide what it says on the tin with more security features such as internet security, etc. Alternatively, Chromium browser already can provide privacy browsing, and it's called Brave with built-in Tor project. That's what Patrick has to say.
Yes. There you go. Oh,
I've heard good things about Brave. Yeah, me too. Before we get to this question, would you guys prefer your coffee made by a person, like a human being, or a robot?
Oh, that's a tough question, Arvin.
Yeah. A robot.
Robot?
Why? Yeah. Why? Oh, because...
Yeah, why?
Go on.
Because I feel bad about someone else having to make me coffee.
What is wrong with you?
If it's their job. Mm. Like, okay, you go to... like a cafe, and then would you prefer, like, the person behind the counter being, like, a robot, and then you just punch in, like, you know, I want this on your app, and then the robot arm starts to make your coffee? Or if there's an actual person there asking you, like, do you want, like, whipped cream with that? Or, you know, how do you want this extra bit of sprinkly, sparkly stuff that they put in your coffee?
Or they do the whole Australian thing. How's it going? How's it going?
Yeah.
Well, number one, for the cool factor, yes, I would like to interact with a robot and, you know, watch that robot do it, you know, as quickly and as efficiently as it could. I would miss that interaction with the person behind the counter, of course. But I still feel bad. Sometimes, you know, like I order, just say, a piccolo latte, and then it comes like a full-blown flat white with too much milk. I'm not really going to say anything. I'm just going to drink it. So I don't think the robot is going to make that mistake. No.
That's a very good point. There is that. Did you see the video of the omelette making robot
in one of the hotels? Yes, in Singapore.
Is it in Singapore? Very cool, that.
Yeah.
Like you say, I like the fact that it does it efficiently, swiftly. Everything's perfect, right?
Yeah.
But there's something about somebody taking that time to make you a cup of coffee, you know, and just making sure they're putting your little thing on top and they're asking you, do you want sprinkles on that and chocolate and whatever.
Drawing one of those leaves.
Yeah, drawing a leaf or whatever.
Sure, robot can draw.
Getting your name wrong and all that kind of stuff. It's part of the process, right?
It is.
A robot's never going to get your name wrong.
No.
You're never going to have that conversation with the person behind you in the queue saying, they've got my name wrong again.
Yeah, the robot knows more about you than you know about yourself.
The robot's not going to need to put your name on the cup, okay?
It's going to identify you.
Yeah, it's going to know.
With a QR code or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you pick robots, then you are putting a lot of people out of their work.
See,
that's why I asked you the question.
This is a different kind of guilt now.
He trapped you then. I told you it's squiggly, this one.
South Korea is having like a move towards like automation. So different industries, they are sort of adopting robots to do the work. They're sort of trying to automate their toll gates, their education system, stuff like that. But also in the F&B, cafes are sort of using robots to start making their coffee. So one of their most prominent ones are Dalcom Coffee or Dell.com Coffee. They have about 45 fully automated outlets in shopping malls and in shop lots, and it's part of South Korea's like wide-scale move towards automation. So this is how it works. A robot barista takes orders remotely through a mobile app. So you order through your app or at a kiosk at the cashier itself. There's no one there. There are no like human attendants or anything. Then it makes you a fresh cup of coffee. In a minute, the robot sends you a 4-digit code that the customer can use to pick up the box. So that's how you identify that this is your drink. It can handle up to 14 drinks at any time, 90 cups an hour, about 300 cups a day on a single charge of beans and supplies. And managers only have to visit once a day to inspect and clean the robots. Other than that, no one needs to check on how the robot does. It's fully efficient. And another thing is the drinks have to be taken or retrieved within 10 minutes or they get cold. And the cold drinks are thrown out and you can order for another one for free.
I'm just thinking, how apart from there being a robot, how different to an automated vending machine is this?
That's the thing. So, you know, because it's
yeah,
so...
Good point.
Yeah. Right. So it's the reason I go to cafes is because I want coffee that tastes slightly different. You know, because you go to different cafes, people make coffee slightly differently. They have their way of, you know, blending the coffee itself. Some of them, for some people, it's like an art. You know, they know specifically how to make that cup of coffee. If you go to like petrol stations or kiosks or anything and you just order for like a coffee in a tin or like a can, you get a standard sort of coffee. You know exactly how it's going to taste, and it's going to taste like that every single time for decades. So I don't know what this, you know, if it removes the, you know, the human element from a hugely human thing. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be like a human interaction thing.
She's got a smile on her face. She's read something that clearly she wants to talk about. What is it?
So we've got a text from Ho Hao Kin, and he says that not just baristas, the Royal Caribbean Symphony of the Seas cruise ship, they have robot bartenders on their ships too.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, a bartender that will listen to you, internalize your problems, and never repeat it.
The bartender doesn't tend to anything.
And will make you a drink that tastes exactly like your next one.
Yeah.
And will never turn you away. You know, I think you've had too many. Sorry, what? They'll never say that, will they?
No,
they most probably will like test your breath and tell you, like, I'm sorry, we can't serve you anymore.
That's right. Ooh, that's right.
Ooh, think about that. It's been scary. But also, so part of the plus and the pros and cons. So the cons are that South Korea's minimum wage has jumped 27.3% over the last 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, minimum wage 27.3% in 2 years is, I wish that happened here. So
it doesn't happen over 50 years here.
Yeah, no. 50, being generous. But so that's one of the reasons why companies want to cut labor costs by using automation. So because they have to spend more on their employees. So they are starting to adopt robots because it's just easier for them to use.
Did he just say adopting robots? Is that a real thing now?
Yeah, adopting robots in their companies. Okay. They are seeing a lot of pushback for their automation across the industries. Like in 2017, South Korea had a ratio of 710 robots for every 10,000 employees. The global average is 85 to 10,000. Yeah, they were at 710. They have food outlets that are relying on kiosks and robots across the country. Young people are finding it difficult to get jobs. But young people are also the major consumers of automated products, and they are the ones who are supporting this sort of move. There was also a thing where they wanted to automate all toll gates, and 6,700 people almost lost their jobs. So they went on strike, and then they had to revise the thing and say, okay, you can stick with your jobs, and we will automate some other part of the equation. So there are pros and cons to this, but it seems like they're moving forward. I mean, at the moment, 45 outlets serve you coffee without anyone listening to your order.
Wow. On that note.
On that sad note.
On that sad note. Sad cup of coffee. We should disappear for the day, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, thank you very much for all of your tweets, your WhatsApps, and your Instagram messages. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget it will be available via the podcast a little bit later on, through the app or through Spotify. If you missed any part of this show, we started off with that story about whether or not you'd pay a premium for a privacy-focused web browser on the back of the Mozilla Foundation, saying that Firefox will be having a premium version sometime in autumn. We then
spoke about how driverless cars are coming and they could make some substantial changes to the aviation industry.
Then we finished with how robots are making coffee in South Korea.
Well, don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Is the European Union really banning palm oil? Are palm oil plantations really destructive for the environment? And how sound are Malaysia's policies on palm oil? Economist Jean-Marc Rodat weighs in amid all the furore over palm oil sustainability, all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Audrey Raj and computer boy Arvind Yuvaraj. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.